Regulators seek common ground on crypto rules the US. Crypto landscape is finally getting a break from the chaos. The SEC and CFTC are teaming up for a big talk to figure out how to regulate digital assets without fighting over who's in charge.
That's a huge deal. For years, these agencies have been at odds. SEC sees crypto as securities, CFTC as commodities. Now they're actually collaborating. It's a sign the government is tired of the confusion.
Absolutely. The event will bring together Paul Atkins, a SEC vet, and Michael Selig from CFTC. They're both smart, and their conversation could set the tone for a more unified approach.
Exactly. Their dialogue isn't just about politics. It's about creating rules that work for businesses and investors. The goal is to stop the back and forth and give the industry some clarity.
Key figures to lead the discussion, Paul Atkins, has a history of shaping market rules. His presence shows the SEC is open to rethinking how they handle crypto.
And Michael Selig's focus on fintech means he's familiar with the tech side of things. Together, they'll tackle how old regulations can adapt to something as wild as blockchain.
This isn't just a theoretical exercise. The way they frame this could influence how the rest of the U.S. government views crypto in the future.
The push for legislative clarity right now, the biggest issue is classification. If a token is a security, it's under SEC rules. If it's a commodity, it's CFTC. But most crypto tokens fall in the gray zone.
That's why the FIT21 Act is so important. It's trying to create a path where tokens can move between categories, reducing the legal drama.
Yes, and if the agencies agree on this, it could finally end the "which agency is in charge" debate. The discussion between Atkins and Selig might be the first step toward that.
Why this matters for the crypto ecosystem? Imagine a world where startups can build DeFi platforms without worrying about getting caught in a regulatory web. That's the kind of confidence this clarity could bring.
And for investors, clear rules mean less risk of scams or sudden crackdowns. You'd feel safer putting money into crypto if the rules are predictable.
Plus, innovation would thrive. If the U.S. can set a clear standard, it could attract more talent and investment than countries with chaotic regulations.
The role of the joint event, this event isn't just about talking. It's about finding practical solutions. They'll probably discuss how to share info between agencies or streamline compliance processes.
But it's not a magic fix. The SEC and CFTC still disagree on things like whether certain tokens are securities. The real work will be in the legislation that follows.
True. The dialogue is a start, but the real test will be whether lawmakers can turn these ideas into law. The crypto industry is watching closely.
Critical takeaways for the industry: what matters most is that the regulators are finally acknowledging the need for coordination. Businesses and investors can breathe a little easier knowing there's a path forward.
And it's a reminder that the U.S. wants to lead in blockchain innovation. A clear regulatory framework could make it the go-to place for crypto startups and investors.
Conclusion: this joint event is a turning point. It's the first time these agencies are working together, and it signals a shift from chaos to collaboration.
If they can keep this momentum going, the U.S. could set the gold standard for crypto regulation, balancing innovation with protection for everyone.